Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.
Oh, what a beautiful Thursday, man, in the ATL. We are on the patio here in Smyrna hanging out. So many of our listeners have come by to say hello. Mike, give us their thoughts on what needs to change with our football team.
Days like today, it's why you live in Atlanta. We're just talking to some of our listeners, you know, here at Zuka Guys in a Smyrna Market Village. Join the party as it's a perfect day to be out on the patio. Great Italian food, pizzas. I mean, I'm having one of those like existential steak crisis moments. Like, what am I going to order to go?
Yes.
You know, because
yes.
I may have to get one of everything. But Day-Day had a – Day-Day, you had like a –
chicken Alfredo pasta.
Oh, yeah.
I got here at 12:30 because I knew, like, I needed to put that away. And now I'm kind of regretting, not in a bad way as far as what I
sluggish.
Ate.
You don't sound too sluggish.
Yeah, but I feel it.
That itis is hitting you.
Yeah, you haven't noticed the swaying?
Are you trying to stay? You doing that old man sway?
Yes.
You sleepy? No, boy, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm fine, man.
I'm good.
Oh, yeah, we're hanging out here until 6 o'clock. Miller Lite special. Tons of Miller Lite swag. We got koozies and goodies. Those little pom-pom hats with a Falcon logo, which is always kind of cool, you know, for when it gets cold. Not right now.
Yeah.
But we were just talking about, you know, 4th and 1. You know, I'm going to save it for Guy Talk. There's an interesting article about the soap opera in Philly and a little bit more of a deep dive.
Okay.
Deshaun Jackson has a take on that. I'll give you that story coming up next hour. But around the NFL, Josh Jacobs back at practice for Green Bay for fantasy owners out there. That's some big news. And I know tonight we were saying it's just kind of it's a bit of a dud spud game tonight, if we're honest. You know, I mean, it's not exactly the most compelling matchup.
The Bills can't slip up, right? If they want to maintain in the AFC, specifically when you talk about potential home field advantage throughout, you can't slip up against the Texans. Mm. Texans are a struggling team right now. No C.J. Stroud. And I just feel like, you know, Josh Allen accounted for 6 touchdowns last week. I don't know if he'll do that again, but you can't slip up in this one. And even though it's on the road, it's only a 6-point spread, Mike. I think the Bills handle business, but you're right. The excitement there would be if the Texans felt like they were going to be doing something special. Right now, it doesn't feel that way.
Yeah, C.J. Stroud is just kind of, if he's not healthy, he's kind of regressed. We talked about Atlanta's own Davis Mills, who's had a bunch of starts because of a lot of the injuries, because of initially Deshaun Watson and now at times C.J. Stroud. And on the Buffalo side, an article this morning from the Buffalo paper, apparently Keon Coleman getting sideways with Sean McDermott because he was late to a meeting, and apparently he did some kind of other screw-up. So Sean McDermott basically saying, look, man, I use a kind of a three-strikes system like most people out there. He's the 33rd overall pick in the 24 draft, tremendous player for Florida State in the would-be championship when they got jammed up in the playoff committee. But he was a surprise inactive, Carl, last week in the win against Tampa. And Sean McDermott basically says, that was my decision. It's disappointing. I still believe in the young man. Try to give the guys a kind of a three-strike approach. But, hey, you get a chance to show your teammates that's not really who you are. And then it happens again. He says he steps in. Now, we all know very well documented the Stephon Diggs situation. Coleman, I can tell you from my time at FSU, his time at FSU, what I heard, very immature. Tremendous talent, but just a big kid. So he's got to grow up.
Yeah, I think he's a good receiver, not great. He's good, Mike, but he hasn't been the kind of difference maker I thought he might be with that kind of size. And he's not a speedster, so he's not a burner.
Possession receiver.
Yeah,
right.
and a
big target.
I just feel like he's been okay. He hasn't been great. Matter of fact, the reason why I say it is because you haven't been good enough to be late to meetings. That's part of this. Like, there are guys who can be late. Bro, you haven't been that good.
All right, for those who don't know, I don't know if younger listeners ever knew, it was in a couple of books been written about the Cowboys, the good Cowboys teams with Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy's like, no blank, Sherlock. I treat Troy Aikman and Michael Urban different from the 53rd guy on the roster.
Yeah, newsflash. They make plays, man. Lamar Jackson, by the way, ankle listed on the Ravens injury report, did not practice on Wednesday. So, again, if you're wondering, but all of a sudden, don't look now, Ravens look like they're coming. Ravens have been struggling. They had defensive issues. They traded guys away. Mm-hmm. Usually, Mike, they are where we are when it comes to sacks. They're not. But if Lamar's available, they're going to be dangerous. But he was on the injury report yesterday. And Joe Burrow, a full participant in Wednesday's practice after being out with turf toe, an injury he suffered back in September. And everybody's like, will he play again this year? When I was up there, they were like, oh, we don't expect to see him. He apparently is trying to make his comeback Thanksgiving week.
How about that? Now, yep. The question would be, what's he got left? Is it too little too late?
Yep.
And if you're the Bengals, do you even push it? I mean, look.
Let Flacco play it out?
At some point, you got this guy. You said it the other day. We were talking about where Michael Penix Jr. is. This is the worst case scenario where you get that prefix oft injured, injury prone. You know, and that's where Joe Burrow is living. I mean, the Super Bowl loss to the Rams seems like it was 100 years ago, doesn't it?
It does.
So what's he going to be? You know, we all know what he can be, and that team's got some tremendous talent. They invested on the offensive side. They eventually begrudgingly kept Hendrickson on the roster for sort of a gap year. But if you're a Bengals fan, you feel like you talk about a window, you just blown through your window, haven't you?
You have, because part of this is they gave him the bag. They thought they were in their window.
Right.
And now you're just wondering, is Joe able to stay healthy at any point? Look, we know when he's on the field, he's a beast. But I don't know, Mike. It's a good point that you're making. Mm. Let Flacco play it out, or you bring Joe Burrow back, risk him again. I don't know. He's going to be risked anyway when he comes back next season. Meanwhile, Drake May responds to Cam Newton's questioning about his ability to compete against high-quality level NFL teams. Did you see this? Cam Newton. Criticizing Drake May, and Drake basically, you know, clapped back at him and said, I don't even know what show he's on, which made everybody laugh. And then he says, I think they get paid to make remarks and make certain comments. Okay, well played, Drake May. He is playing, Mike, at a very high level. We're talking about New England's quarterback.
Right.
And Cam, is this Cam being a hater? I don't know. He is paid to give his criticisms about these quarterbacks, but he doesn't think Drake May is playing or has the ability to compete against high-quality NFL teams. I disagree. I think he's playing at a high level.
He is, man. Look, arguably, we saw him wobble against us. We just couldn't do the kill punch. The kill shot, finish him, because Drake May was wobbling. He was shook up. Remember, that's when Vrabel had to go over the sideline and say, you're good enough, gosh darn it, people like you.
Yeah.
So shake it off. You know, we also had Daniel Jones wobbling until we decided not to rush five. And, you know, let's be conservative. You know, we had Daniel Jones was this close to giving you that game in Berlin. We couldn't take it. You know, but Drake, but that's part of the maturation process. He grows from it, and a lot of folks feel he is that guy. And I got to tell you, in hindsight, 2020,
what?
Maybe it was not in the offing that year, but Vrabel is everything we're not. Vrabel and his coaching staff is everything this team isn't, as far as expectations, as far as professionalism, as far as accountability.
Yeah.
I don't see it on our team.
It's Dukes and Bell, guys, 4th and 1, brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Smyrna is popping, as
hey,
we like
to say.
Hey,
look who just rolled in. Hey.
It's Coach and his beautiful wife.
Why was Coach so angry? Remember he used to come to, like, we do the show at Hooters? He'd always be so angry.
Yeah, well, he's tired of losing.
Yeah, and I think he got married. Now he's happy. He's got a dime piece, Carl.
Well, I'd be happy as well. But you know what? No, I think he's chilled a little bit because his little girl is here, and he always brings her. But either way, lots of familiar faces coming by to have a nice cold Miller Lite. We invite you to do the same, guys. But as far as the Falcons, no, Mike, look, you're right. And by the way, it's not the same coaching staff he had in Tennessee. He's going out and hired different guys, but yet the results are similar.
Right. And look, Josh McDaniels, we've said this. Some guys are just cut out to be coordinators.
Yeah.
And you can make a ton of money. I just remember you and I read that Tom Moore book that Rick Stroud wrote about. Guy was an assistant for 50 years in the NFL. But that's what Josh McDaniels is, and he's really good at it. And he's the perfect guy to work with Drake May. When you have a guy, look, Zach may be a great offensive coordinator somewhere else, or maybe with a different quarterback, but I just don't know if he's the right fit for a young quarterback. Now, again, don't matter now because the season is now going to be Michael Penix Jr. less. You know, and we don't know if Zach's going to be here for sure next season.
No. There are a lot of question marks. These guys just got to play seven more games, play it to the best of their ability, and see where the chips fall. And I think that's what they're focused on. All right, when we come back, guys, we'll find out what's on Day-Day's mind. We are live again. Zuka 2860, Atlanta Road in Smyrna, hanging out here. Thanks to our friends at Miller Lite. We got a lot more to dive into.
By the way, we did stumble onto something today. You know, as we say, we have a plan for the show, and then something's just kind of happened organically. Mm-hmm. And the golf conversation got rolling. This is from Twitter. Jimbo, his name is Jimbo. He goes, he said, Carl and Mike, he goes, should I practice or should I just spend more money on my clubs this offseason? Well, that's a great argument. It's an age-old argument. Should you put the work in or just simply buy new stuff?
Yeah, well, the stuff matters. I mean, it does increase your length. But there is a little practice involved. But I will tell you, like, the guys that spend all that time at the range, and I know I'm talking to many of you, right. Sometimes it's overrated, Mike. I mean, you hit 800 balls at the range, and then you go out and play, you don't play.
To me, and lessons, I've only had, like, one or two lessons in my life. And Brian Katrick, remember our boy B?
Oh, yeah.
Was great.
Katrick is great. He might be listening right now.
And Billy Andre, if he's out there, Billy gave me some pointers, the late Willie Cellucci. But that's fun because we're on the golf course drinking, doing it. Lessons, to me, just feel like school. And you know me in school, Carl. That's not going to work.
Yeah, man.
I don't like that structure. No structure. Just do it on the course.
Well,
figure it out.
I do know what you like, and we hopefully won't experience it again on Monday.
Well, the question is, we got to find out. I don't know if the presenting sponsor that got me in trouble the last time at our Brown Grass Golf Tournament is going to be there. But should I be on mild hallucinogens, Carl, for the back nine on
you
Monday?
Let me say this. You were very loose. You were very loose.
Now, it made for a really good round. I shot an 84. Well, I was an 84 with three holes left. That's good enough for me. Problem was I couldn't finish the
putt. I don't even know who Justin Thomas's brother, Jameis, is.
The backstory behind this is I literally tell O, and Turtle was our producer at the time, and I said, are you guys hearing Mike? And they both down the line, they said, yeah, we hear it. I said, is it me or is it him? They go, no, it's him. And then those things started coming out of your mouth.
The Georgia Hemp Company.
The momentum movement was from a fake punt. That's what got a little juice for them.
The Georgia Hemp Company gave us something that was available over the counter for pain relief.
It's great.
And that's the end result right there. The worst I ever sound, other than the time we had the state trooper come in and administer the breathalyzer. You know the radio bit when you get drunk over the air?
Yeah.
That would be a close second.
The funniest part about this was he kept asking me, Mike's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Says, do I sound okay?
I gotta be honest, my knee feels really good right now.
I bet it does.
Yes. So, am I making sense?
Small price to pay for no knee pain.
See, this is how we golf, folks. All right, we're coming back, guys. Day-Day, we'll find out what's on his mind. Barbara Dooley at 4 o'clock. Stick around.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.